Howdy, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Read About It Friday podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. Thanks for joining us back here, and I hope you have a good weekend, which I really do, because this is the time of year where I start to get sad because there are only 3 football games remaining. And no, nobody ever counts the Pro Bowl. With the writer's strike, boy, our offerings are starting to get slim, aren't they? I'm trying to step out more. I'm trying to watch what they're giving me. You know, I may watch Lost even though I haven't caught up yet on the previous 3 seasons. I'm going to try and watch American Idol even though it's fairly awful. At some point, you just have to run out of talent, don't you, in the country? I mean, at some point, we should be requiring them to do something other than sing. You know, maybe play an instrument or build a house or something like that, because I think we got all the good singers out of the way early. And now this is like with the 7th season, the 7th pass through the country. There's probably not another Kelly Clarkson out there. I am, of course, the reality shows on VH1. God bless them. What wonderful work they're doing. I don't normally watch Flavor of Love. It's a little too creepy for me. I was a big Public Enemy fan back in the day, and I don't want to... It's hard to imagine that Chuck D is not socially relevant, and Flavor Flav still is from that. But anyway, the other one, Rock of Love. I can't explain why I like this train wreck of a show, but I do. And I watched the first episode the other day, and I'll tell you what. You look at the cast list for the first couple of seasons of Rock of Love with Bret Michaels and Flavor Flav on Flavor of Love. You look at the women that are out there, and I'm telling you, VH1 is keeping more whores and strippers in business than the entire NBA put together. So congratulations to them. That's a nice, strong message that you're sending to everybody. The Celebrity Apprentice, I'm sort of hooked into that. And the show was on last night. I will not spoil it for you, so there's no reason to run away. But I will say this. You know, they always say it's a surprising boardroom. Last night it really was, and I will guarantee right here on this very podcast, the person who was eliminated last night will be back on the show by the end of the year. I'm just telling you that he or she will return by the... That's all I'm going to say. I cannot believe what has happened has actually happened. It's got to be a setup for something else. The writer's strike is on, and of course that means that I'm watching stuff I normally wouldn't watch. The thing that kind of gets to people is we've lost the Golden Globes for this year. You know, last week they just announced them, and I think, oh no, not the 4th or 5th best award show. Oh, the carnage. We've lost the Golden Globes. Oh my gosh. Oh, what about the Nick Choice Awards? What about Reader's Digest favorite TV show? What about that? When do those go out? In all seriousness, though... Well, okay, no matter what I say on the podcast, there will never be all seriousness. But, you know, actors work their entire lives for this, you know, for these points, for these one little moments. You never know in your career when it's going to happen that you're going to get to go to one of these award shows and, you know, maybe walk off with a gift bag that's worth $10,000, $15,000, you know, and we're spoiling it for them somehow. The writer's strike is continuing. TV is getting worse and worse. I find reruns of The Office to me are about as good as anything that's still new here. But in spite of all that, I still think the Golden Globes, it was kind of weird to see them cancel it. I mean, you know, the Golden Globes are, I'm not even sure where they rank with the People's Choice Awards and the, you know, the other awards, World's Greatest Grandpa and whatever else is out there. But to just do what they did and announce that, hey, we have no show. Nobody's going to show up for this. Here are the winners. And they left the Golden Globes Awards for everybody to pick up at the layaway desk of the Walmart in Santa Barbara. That seems to be a little bit much for me. So it will get a whole lot more boring, I think, before things are finally settled. And we were talking last night about the writers and the actors. And the actors don't want to cross the writers' picket line. It's not just solidarity. It's not just because the writers... put their words into these people's mouths and they become famous with it. Don't forget the writer's contract is also, Screen Actors Guild contract is also up this year. And whatever the writers can hold out for, you can bet that the Screen Actors Guild will get even more than that. So they're not all in the same union, but they're all in the same gang, if you know what I'm saying there. That is going to be it for the podcast. I'm going to go back to try and find something to watch on TV. If you've got something out there, something that's good that everybody else may not know about, leave a comment. Let me know. I'll give it a chance. Right now, I'm watching a whole lot of Frasier reruns. So, you know, that's where I am right now. If you can get close to that, let me know about it. Drop a line here at readaboutit.com, or the email address, which I always try to give out because I can give it out and nobody will spam me because the spam bots can't listen to the podcast. It's snowfire51, S-N-O-W-F-I-R-E, 51, at gmail, gmail.com. Okay, that's it for the podcast. I'll be back on Monday. I'll try to have some piping hot, fresh comedy for you there. And at some point next week, we will whip out Midnight Train to Georgia, and I'll let you settle a debate that is raging in my family. So that's what we call foreshadowing in the biz. Have a great weekend. This has been the Read About It Friday Podcast. I'm Reed Kerr. Thanks for listening. And as always, Seacrest out.